Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell with Redwood Adult and Teen Challenge for community comment. One common question I get asked by family members who have someone that they love struggling with addiction is this: how do I help my family member overcome their addiction without enabling them? There are not many people in our community who do not know someone struggling with addiction, so I feel this is a legitimate question to answer here for our whole community. Here are a few tips to help someone without enabling them. Number one, if someone asks for money for food, don't give cash. Help them by giving food. We have a very generous community, and if you really want to help, give groceries, give prepackaged food or restaurant gift cards, or better yet, sit and have a meal with them. Number two, don't go through this alone. There are many support groups for your loved one and for you. AA, NA, or Celebrate Recovery are for people struggling with addiction or want help with their hurts, habits, or hangups. Al-Anon and Nar-Anon are designed for people who have a loved one struggling with a drinking or addiction problem. Find a group that will encourage and support you and your loved one. Be willing to attend a meeting with them. Sometimes giving your time is one of the best ways to help. Number three, support groups that are already helping people. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are many great organizations in our community that are reaching out to help people. Find out how you can get involved. Maybe you can volunteer, donate food or clothing or something else that they need. You could also refer your loved one to one of the many programs or rehabs or social services available in our community. Number four, remember that no one will change until they're ready for change. No matter how badly we want someone to change, we can love and encourage them, but they must make the decision to get help. Number five, show tough love. Sometimes people get confused with the term tough love. I'm not referring to physical or verbal abuse. One example of genuine tough love might be telling someone you love that you cannot allow certain behavior or activity to go on in your home, and that they will have to leave until they can follow the rules. This leads to my final suggestion for helping without enabling. Set some rules and guidelines with consequences, and be willing to follow through with the consequences if the rules are broken. Remember, open threats that you never plan to follow through on are no help at all. I will close with a simple quiz you can take to determine if you're helping or enabling. Ask yourself this question: is the person I am helping actually getting better? If you continue to help them and they're getting further and further in their addiction, you might be enabling them. Question number two on this quiz would be, does my help prevent the person from experiencing the natural consequences of their decision? If you're constantly bailing someone out of a tough situation that they continue to get themselves in, you might be enabling. Thanks for listening to Community Comment. I'm Tom Throssell.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.